Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I really meant I was sorry for ever causing you pain.
That's Stevie Ray Vaughan bringing us back to late great SRV. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeffrey J. Salingo is our guest. He's our new friend, soon to be old friend. We're going to get Jeff back on the show, and he's got a lot more to teach us in his new book, There Is Life After College. So many things in there that he can share with us about what people are dealing with these days, going through college, and some good advice. Jeff, thanks again for being here. JeffSalingo.com, is that a good website?
Yep, it's a great website.
JeffSalingo.com, so check that out. The book's available wherever books are sold. It's just out now, right?
It's just out yesterday, yep.
All right, well, good. So you say in your book, don't rush kids through college. Now, tell us what you mean by that.
Yeah, and I basically don't rush kids through young adulthood. So we have this idea that you graduate from high school at 18, 3 months later you go to college, you spend 4 years there, you start a job. A month after graduating from college, or
right.
In a couple of weeks, right? This is this idea that actually comes from World War II when vets came back, they got the GI Bill, and they went to college.
Oh yeah, I did it. Yep. I did. I worked my way through college and graduated in 9 semesters.
Exactly. So that's why we had after World War II, we had all these young guys coming out. They bought a house. They got married. They had kids all by the age of 25.
Yeah.
And now all those markers have moved much closer to 30, even the early 30s. We're living a lot longer. We're going to be working a lot longer.
Yep.
There's no reason to rush.
Now, that's an excellent point. That is an excellent point.
The main reason why you don't want to rush, because at 18, most people do not know what they want to do.
That's right.
And so we ship them off to college. They pick a major because, somebody else picked it.
Right.
And then they come out, they don't know really what they want to do, they have all this debt, and they become the wanderers and the stragglers I was talking about.
But this kind of fits their personality, though, their style, though, really, what you're saying, I mean, they're gonna gravitate toward your advice here because they're taking longer to establish themselves in society, to buy houses, to get married, to have kids. They're fitting that profile already, aren't they?
Yes, exactly, but their parents didn't fit that profile, right?
Right.
And so I think that's the transition.
So this is a word to the parents. Ease up a little bit.
The tension, because no parent wants their kid to graduate from high school and say, "Hey, I want to take a year off."
Jeff, they want them off payroll. Come on, that's what they want.
But they're not going to be off. The problem is if they rush them, they'll get out of college. They won't have a great job. They'll have debt, and they'll still be on the payroll. They'll be more on the payroll.
My classic question for my friends who have 20-something children is are they off payroll yet? and then it'll be anywhere from no to they are, but I'm still paying for the cell phone. So, okay, in your book, I love this passage in Chapter 7, Redesigning the Bachelor's Degree. The illiterate of the 21st century will not be those who cannot read and write, but those who cannot learn, unlearn, and relearn. That's Alan Toffler, Futurist, said that. You quoted him in your book. But you dedicate a whole chapter to that.
Yes, because basically we imported this idea of the bachelor's degree in the colonial days from Europe, freshmen, sophomore, juniors, seniors, and we essentially haven't changed that structure at all. We changed the curriculum on top of it, but we haven't changed the structure. And what we need is a bachelor's degree that is a lot more flexible for the workforce of the 21st century. So we essentially have this 19th century education system that's trying to prepare people for a 21st century economy that's not working.
Well, and also we need to teach kids, and I think this generation can handle this. We need to teach them how to reinvent themselves.
Not just
change jobs. Changing jobs is not the same as reinventing yourself.
Well, and it's also that education is now lifelong, right? It's the beginning of a journey, and reinventing yourself is also about re-educating yourself and also deciding when you need that education. Think about it. Most of your education was directed for you by somebody else from the day you entered kindergarten through the time you entered, through the time you left college. And for the rest of your life, you're going to have to direct your own education and decide when you need to reinvent yourself and what are the skills and the education you need to get in order to reinvent yourself.
Well, and the other thing is you're going to have to be out front with this too, aren't you? I mean, you're not going to be able to lag behind, because that's what we've got right now. We've got a generation of people, or at least a half generation of people, who are in their 50s and maybe early 60s who don't have 21st century skills.
Right, right. And you need to see around the corner, right? You need to see what's coming around the corner. And again, it goes back to this idea of having those problem-solving skills, those soft skills, that most employers say today's college graduates don't have.
Yeah.
Right? They know how to do the technical stuff we were talking about earlier, but they don't know how to communicate. They don't know how to problem solve. They don't know how to work in teams.
Right, right. That's a big deal.
It's all these soft skills. It's all these soft skills that they don't have, and that also helps you then figure out what you want to do next.
What should we even be? Should we even be encouraging young people to get a bachelor's degree?
Well, so we need a redefinition of what we mean by college. I call it, education after high school. Everybody needs some sort of education after high school. The economy is too complex and too global not to have that. But shipping off everybody to a four-year college immediately after high school is not the answer. We've done that. It's not working. Only a little over half of the people who go graduate in 4 or 5 years. So it's obviously not working for, half the people who go. So we need other pathways. But the problem is we don't have a lot of them. There's apprenticeships.
Do you see liberal arts degrees diminishing and technical degrees increasing?
No, and I'm actually a big, even though the book focuses a lot on jobs, I dedicate a whole chapter on the skills you need, and it talks about this T-shaped individual, a person who's broad, that's the cross part of the T, and deep in something, the down part of the T. Absolutely critical in this new world.
Right. I need a website again, Jeff.
JeffSelingo.com, S-E-L-I-N-G-O.
JeffSelingo.com. Jeffrey J. is on the book, There Is Life After College, brand spanking new, out right now. You'll get a lot out of it. It's a hefty book. A lot of hard work in there. Hey, Jeff, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Jeff Selingo, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.